Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a saturated subsign from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and shape it into something that feels right for old school jungle and DNB grooves. And just to be clear, the goal here is not simply to make the bass louder. We want a low end that is solid, audible, controlled, and musical. Something that holds the track together under fast drums, leaves room for the kick and snare, and still has enough grit to translate on smaller speakers. So let's dive in. First, set up a clean bass track. Create a new MIDI track and name it something obvious, like Subsign. Keeping your session organized matters a lot in DNB, because these projects can get busy very quickly. Now add your stock devices in this order: Operator, Saturator, EQ8, and Utility. You can absolutely keep this simple. We're not trying to build a massive chain. We're trying to make a clean core sound and then shape it carefully. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That immediately puts you in the right mindset for jungle and DNB, because the groove behaves differently at this speed. The bass has to lock with the drums without getting in their way. Now open Operator and start from an initialized patch if you can. We want a very simple source here. Use oscillator A only, and set it to a sine wave. Turn off any extra oscillators if they're active. Keep the level around 0 dB or just a touch lower. Set the voicing to mono. That's important. In bass music, especially DNB, you want the low end centered and stable. If you want glide or portamento later, you can enable it, but for now keep it simple. Play a low note, like C1, D1, or F1. A good beginner habit is to stay in a comfortable low range and avoid going so low that the bass disappears on smaller speakers. In a clean sine patch, that fundamental is doing most of the work, so give it a note range that can actually translate. What makes this useful in DNB is that a sine wave gives you pure sub weight with very little extra harmonic clutter. That's perfect when your drums already have lots of transient energy. The bass doesn't need to compete with the breakbeat. It just needs to support it. Now comes the key move. Add saturator after operator. This is where we turn a clean sub into something that still feels deep, but becomes more audible and more alive. Start gently. Try drive somewhere around +2 to +6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Lower the output a bit if needed so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. At this stage, we do not want obvious distortion. We want controlled saturation. The sub should still feel like a sub, but the added harmonics should make it easier to hear on smaller speakers and easier to feel in the mix. A good test is this. With drums playing, does the bass feel thicker and more present? And on a weaker speaker, can you still follow the bass line? If yes, you're in the right zone. If it starts sounding fuzzy, thin, or like the low end is falling apart, back off the drive. Next, add EQ8. Think of EQ here as cleanup, not radical sound design. If there's useless rumble below the useful sub area, you can gently cut around 20 to 30 Hz. That keeps the bass from eating up headroom with frequencies that won't help the groove. If the saturation brought in some harshness, maybe a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz can smooth it out. Keep it subtle. In jungle and old school DNB, over-eking can make the bass feel too polite. We want discipline, yes, but we still want attitude. Now add utility at the end of the chain and keep the bass mono. For this beginner version, set the width to 0%. That keeps the low end locked in the center, which is exactly what you want under fast breakbeats and wide atmospheres. If you toggle utility on and off while your drums are playing, the bass should not jump around the stereo field. It should sit like a pillar underneath the groove. That's the goal. Now let's write a bass line. And here's a very important beginner tip. In DNB, less is often more. Don't overplay the bass. Start with one or two notes. Leave space for the break. Let the drum edits breathe. A classic old-school approach is to place notes around the snare gaps. For example, put a bass note just before the snare, or just after it, so you get that push and pull feeling. Use short notes for a more rolling feel, or slightly longer notes if you want a dubby kind of pressure. You can think in simple phrases. Maybe one low note on the offbeat before beat 2, then repeat it. Then on the next bar, add a second note a fifth above or an octave up for a bit of variation. Then pull one note out in the third or fourth bar to create tension. The important part is not the number of notes, it's how the bass interacts with the breakbeat. A good DNB bassline feels like it's conversing with the drums. Now bring in groove through note length, timing, and velocity. This is where the pattern starts to feel human. Shorten some notes so they feel punchier. Let others ring a little longer for sustain. You can even nudge some notes slightly late, just a hair, to make the groove feel more relaxed and more in step with chopped breaks. A small timing delay on some bass notes can make the whole thing feel more alive, not sloppy, just human. Especially in jungle, that tiny late feel can be really effective. If you like, you can also try a subtle groove from Ableton's Groove Pool, but be careful not to overswing the sub. The low end should still feel intentional and grounded. Now listen in context. Don't judge the bass in solo for too long. In jungle and DNB, the right bass level is the one that energizes the break without flattening it. So loop your drums and bass together. Turn the bass on and off. The track should feel bigger with it, but the drums should still breathe. If the bass is masking the break, reduce the saturation a little before you reduce the level. That usually keeps more of the musical feel intact. If the sign is still a little too clean, or you want more grit, you've got a couple of options. You can duplicate the bass track and make a second layer that is quieter and more saturated. Or you can resample the bass into audio and work with that. For a beginner, the duplicate track method is easy and effective. On the dirty layer, you can roll off some of the sub with a Q8 and push the saturator a little harder, maybe +6 to +9 dB. Keep that layer lower in the mix so it adds presence without taking over the main sub. This creates a really classic DNB setup. One clean mono sub, and one dirtier layer for harmonics and attitude. And here's the simple rule. If you mute the dirty layer and the bass still works, then you've built it properly. Now let's think about arrangement. A bass line in DNB shouldn't just loop endlessly without movement. Even if the phrase is minimal, the arrangement should evolve. You might start with drums and atmospheres only, then bring in the clean saturated sub after a few bars. Later in the drop, add the dirtier layer or a second note, then maybe drop the bass out for one bar before bringing it back harder. Those small changes make a huge difference. In this style of music, space creates impact. A quick bass dropout before a fill can make the return hit much harder. You can also automate saturator drive slightly in the drop, or automate utility gain for a very subtle lift later in the section. Keep it small. We're talking about movement, not massive changes. Now let's quickly talk about common mistakes. One big mistake is saturating too hard too early. If you lose the sub weight, back off the drive and compare it against the dry sign. Another mistake is making the bass wide in the low end. Keep it mono. DNB low end needs to stay center. Also, don't write bass notes everywhere just because you can. Leave room around the snare and the key break hits. And always check the bass with the drums, not just in solo. A patch that sounds great alone can still ruin the groove in context. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Make one MIDI track with operator, saturator, EQ8, and utility. Build a 2-bar sine bass loop using only 2 to 4 notes total. Add around +4 dB of saturation and adjust by ear until it's audible on small speakers. Keep it mono. Then pair it with a drum loop, duplicate the bass, and make a dirtier version. Mute each layer and compare how they support the groove. Finally, automate the dirty layer to come in on the second half of the loop and export a short bounce. Your goal is not perfection. Your goal is to learn how much saturation is enough before the sub stops feeling like sub. So to recap, start with a clean sign in operator, add controlled saturation with saturator, keep the low end mono, write simple bass phrasing that leaves room for the break, and always balance the bass in context. Use small automation moves to create energy and variation. If you do that, you'll have a bass foundation that works for jungle, rollers, dark DNB, and old school inspired grooves. Clean enough to mix. Gritty enough to feel alive. Nice work.